All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Like, what drew you to wanting to portray Lincoln versus the other 46 presidents that
right.
we've had?
Well, in my case, I went to high school in Illinois. I went to high school in a town called Metamora, which is in central Illinois near Peoria. Metamora was one of the stops on Lincoln's circuit, where he rode the circuit as a lawyer. The courthouse in Metamora still stands today that Abraham Lincoln practiced law in. And there are only two courthouses that I know of in their original location still standing where Lincoln practiced law. The other one's in Mount Pulaski in Logan County. Metamora's in Woodford County. There is a third one. A lot of people know that if you go to Greenfield Village, you've got the Postville Courthouse. So that was also a courthouse that Lincoln practiced law in, but it's no longer where it was when Lincoln practiced law, obviously.
Okay.
So the Metamora Courthouse is a state historical site, and it was three blocks from my high school. So it's kind of, that was my introduction, if you will, to Lincoln in high school. Of course, I didn't look like Lincoln back then. But I went to college, grew the beard, resemblance started coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people would say, hey, you know, you look like Lincoln. So I decided to do it just for fun in my church. It was the year 2000. And I had always, I love history. I've always loved history, love American history in particular. And I've always had a, you know, fascination, a respect for Lincoln. For what he did for our country, for his character. And so, you know, it just seemed like a natural sort of thing to do. I actually debated doing it in church because I was very interested in learning about Lincoln's religious views, because there's a lot of differences of opinion on that. And I decided I would look into it, and depending on what I found out, I either would or would not have Lincoln speak in church.
Mm-hmm.
So based on what I read, I believe that by the end of Lincoln's life, he is what I would call a believer. And so I felt comfortable in bringing Lincoln to church, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then somebody saw that, wanted me to go to their school. And they kind of, for a few years, I did it a fair bit. And then I went to Spain. I was in Spain for 10 years. Didn't do Lincoln a whole lot in Spain. Although there was one time a year that I often would do it, and that's Thanksgiving. Because Spaniards are fascinated by the American holiday of Thanksgiving because it's so different.
Really?
So different from anything they have. And so, you know, they see it in the movies. They see it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so among other things in Spain, we were church planters, but we also taught English, did other activities, and we would invite our English students to come to a Thanksgiving meal. And Abraham Lincoln might just appear and read his Thanksgiving proclamation and talk about it.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then when I came, so that was, we were in Spain for 10 years. I came back from Spain in 2013. By 2014, I needed a job. I was 47 years old, 5 college degrees, 20 years work experience. And so what? I would be qualified for Walmart, Costco. I mean, that's pretty much what I was looking at. I said, I'd rather be Abe Lincoln.
Nice.
Yeah.